Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani Mem Rabbi Ram Goldhar, and today we're Sukkah Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin, the first parak Sukkah Shehi Gavoa. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hirchik es hasichuch min hadefanu shel shetvachim pesua. If one distanced the schach three tvachim from one of the walls, leaving three tvachim of open space between it and the wall, the sukkah is possible. Rashi explains that the entire sukkah is possible because it's viewed as lacking a wall on account of the gap. Rabbi said he once found the Talmidim of Rav saying in the name of Rav, Aver posel b'shloisha schach posel posel b'arba. A strip of open airspace is posel sukkah when it's three tvachim wide, and a strip of invalid schach posels a sukkah when it's four tvachim wide. Rabbi challenged the ruling that posel schach invalidates if it's four tvachim wide, citing the same Mishnah which also teaches, b'ayshin nipches v'sichol gabav, if the roof of a house was breached in the center and one placed schach on top of it, if there's a distance of four amos between the wall of the house and the schach, the sukkah is posel. This implies that a gap narrower than dalad amos does not disqualify. The Talmidim answered Rabbah that this case is not relevant, as both Rabbah and Shmuel said that this ruling was based on the halacha of Dof and Akuma, in which less than dalad amos of invalid schach can be viewed as part of a bent wall. Their ruling of dalad tfachim concerns pasul schach in the middle of the sukkah. Point number two, Rabbah posed another challenge to the Talmidim. The halacha is that if there's a strip of pasul schach less than four tfachim wide in the middle of the sukkah, and next to it there's a strip of open space less than three tvachim wide, the sukkah is kosher because there's not enough pasul schach to invalidate it. Yet, if one filled the open space with spitz or other pasul schach, the sukkah is possible because the width of the invalid material is now at least four tvachim. But should not open space, which disqualifies a sukkah when just three tvachim wide, be as potent as pasul schach, which disqualifies a sukkah when four tvachim wide? Since filling the gaps with spitz invalidates a sukkah, then leaving it empty should certainly invalidate, for empty space is a more potent psul than solid material. How then can they rule that when the gap is empty, it doesn't combine with the solid material to invalidate the sukkah? The Talmidim responded that if the question is valid, then Rabbah would have the same challenge in the case of a strip of invalid schach less than dalad amos wide in the middle of a sukkah next to an open space of less than three amos wide. And point number three, Rabbah responded to the challenge by saying that there is no comparison. According to him, the Mishnah's rule that dalad amos of pasul schach invalidates a sukkah is not based on Dof and Akuma, but is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai shiur that disqualifies a sukkah whether the material is at the side of the sukkah or in the middle. And this strip of invalid material, which measures dalad amos wide only when it combines with open space, does not have the shiur to disqualify sukkah, for since the shiurim for the invalid schach and open space are not equal, umit starfeit, they do not combine to make up the requisite minimum. But according to the Talmidim who state a shiur of dalad fachim, based on original reasoning that the measurement is only mishum haflaga because of a gap, it's a minimum that constitutes a separation, they must therefore explain what difference it makes whether the separation is made through invalid schach alone or through a combination of pasul schach and open space. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hirchik es hasichuch min hadefanu shel shetvachim pesua. If one distanced the schach three tvachim from one of the walls, leaving three tvachim of open space between it and the wall, the sukkah is possible. Rashi explains that the entire sukkah is possible because it's viewed as lacking a wall on account of the gap. Rabbi said he once found the Talmid of Rav saying in the name of Rav, Avir posel b'shloisha schach posel posel b'arba. A strip of open airspace is posel a sukkah when it's three tvachim wide, and a strip of invalid schach posels a sukkah when it's four tvachim wide. Rabbi challenged the ruling that posel schach invalidates if it's four tvachim wide, citing the same Mishnah which also teaches, b'ayshin nipches v'sichol gabav, if the roof of a house was breached in the center, and one placed schach on top of it, if there's a distance of dalad amos between the wall of the house and the schach, the sukkah is posel. This implies that a gap narrower than dalad amos does not disqualify. The Talmidim answered Rabbah that the case is not relevant, as both Rav and Shmuel said this ruling was based on the halacha of Dof and Akuma, in which less than dalad amos of invalid schach can be viewed as part of a bent wall. Their ruling of dalad tfachim concerns pasul schach in the middle of the sukkah. Point number two, Rabbah posed another challenge to the Talmidim. The halacha is that if there's a strip of pasul schach less than dalad tfachim wide in the middle of the sukkah, and next to it there's a strip of open space less than three tfachim wide, the sukkah is kosher because there's not enough pasul schach to invalidate. Yet, if one filled the open space with spitz or other pasul schach, the sukkah is possible because the width of the invalid material is now at least dalad tfachim. But should not open space, which disqualifies a sukkah when just three tfachim wide, be as potent as pasul schach, which disqualifies a sukkah when four tfachim wide? Since filling the gap with spitz invalidates a sukkah, then leaving it empty should certainly invalidate, for empty space is a more potent psul than solid material. How then can they rule that when the gap is empty, it doesn't combine with the solid material to invalidate the sukkah? The Talmudim responded that if the question is valid, then Rabbah would have the same challenge in a case of a strip of invalid schach less than 4 amos wide in the middle of a sukkah. The Talmudim responded that if the question is valid, then Rabbah would have the same question in the case of a strip of invalid schach less than 4 amos wide in the middle of a sukkah next to an open space of less than 3 amos wide. And pointing me through, Rabbah responded to the challenge by saying that there is no comparison. According to him, the Mishnah's ruling that Dalad Amos of puzzle schach invalidates a sukkah is not based on Dofen Akuma, but is a halacha l'moshe misinai shiur that disqualifies a sukkah, whether the material is at the side of the sukkah or in the middle. And this strip of invalid material, which measures Dalad Amos wide, only when it combines with open space, doesn't have the shiur to disqualify sukkah. For since the shiurim for the invalid schach and the open space are not equal, lamed starfe, they don't combine to make up the requisite minimum. But according to the Talmidim who stated shiur of dalad fachim, based on original reasoning that the measurement is only significant mishum haflaga, because of a gap, it's the minimum that constitutes a separation, they must therefore explain what difference it makes whether the separation is made through invalid schach alone, or through a combination of invalid schach and open space. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard Simin is a used car salesman, a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman who sold used sukkahs on the side with airspace and puzzle schach tried to convince the shopper not to take the one with airspace next to less than 4 tefachim of fabric, but to buy the luxury halacha Moshe Mitzinai one with almost 4 amos of fabric instead, since it doesn't combine. Once again, it's a motion. The used car salesman, that must be run Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who sold used sukkahs on the side with airspace and puzzle schach, which reminds us that the Talmudim of Rav said in the name of Rav, Avir posel b'shlosha schach puzzle posel b'arba. A strip of open airspace is posel a sukkah when it's 3 tefachim wide, and a strip of invalid schach posels a sukkah when it's 4 tefachim wide. When Rav challenged them based on the Mishnah that teaches that if the roof of a house was breached in the center and one places schach on top of it, if there's a distance of 4 amos between the wall and the house and the schach, the sukkah is puzzle, which implies that a gap narrower than 4 amos does not disqualify, the Talmidim answered him that that halach is based on Dofen Akuma, in which less than 4 amos invalid schach can be viewed as part of a bent wall. Their ruling of 4 tefachim concerns puzzle schach in the middle of the sukkah. So the used car salesman who sold used sukkahs on the side with airspace and puzzle schach tried to convince the shopper not to take the one with airspace next to less than 4 tefachim of fabric, which reminds the Rabbah posed another challenge that when there's a case of a strip of puzzle schach less than 4 tefachim wide in the middle of the sukkah, and next to it there's a strip of open space less than 3 tefachim wide, the sukkah is kosher because there's not enough puzzle schach to invalidate. Yet, if one filled the open space with spitz or other puzzle schach, the sukkah is puzzle because the width of the invalid material is now at least 4 tefachim. But should not the open space which disqualifies a sukkah when there's just 3 tefachim wide be as potent as puzzle schach, which disqualifies a sukkah when 4 tefachim wide? The Talmidim responded that if the question is valid, then Rabbah would have the same challenge in the case of a strip of invalid schach less than 4 amos wide in the middle of a sukkah next to an open space of less than 3 amos wide. So the used car salesman who sold used sukkahs on the side with airspace and puzzle schach tried to convince the shopper not to take the one with airspace next to less than 4 tefachim of fabric, but to buy the luxury halacha l'moshe misinai one with almost 4 amos of fabric instead, since it doesn't combine. Which reminds us, the Rabbah responded to the challenge by saying that there's no comparison. According to him, the Mishnah's rule that Dalad Amos of puzzle schach invalidates a sukkah is not based on Dofen Akuma, but it is a halacha l'moshe misinai shiur that disqualifies a sukkah, whether the material is at the side of the sukkah or in the middle. And this strip of invalid material, which measures 4 amos only when it combines with open space, doesn't have the shiur to disqualify sukkah. For since the shiurim for the invalid schach and open space are not equal, along with starfe, they don't combine to make up the requisite minimum. But according to the Talmidim, who stated shiur of dalad fachim, based on original reasoning that the measurement is only significant mishum hafaga because of a gap, it's a minimum that constitutes a separation, they must therefore explain what difference it makes whether the separation is made through puzzle schach alone or through a combination of puzzle schach and open space. So once again, the used car salesman who sold used sukkahs on the side with airspace and puzzle schach tried to convince the shopper not to take the one with airspace next to less than 4 tefachim of fabric, but to buy the luxury halacha l'moshe misinai one with almost 4 amos of fabric instead, since it doesn't combine. All right, so that completes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.